This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. India has summoned Pakistan's top diplomat Saad Ahmed Varaij and handed over the persona non grata note for its military diplomats. The top diplomat was summoned last night, according to sources. This came following India's several strong measures against Pakistan in view of the Pahalgam terror attack. Earlier, New Delhi had suspended Indus Water Treaty 1960, closing of integrated checkpost Attari, and downgraded diplomatic ties with Islamabad. The Cabinet Committee on Security, CCS, reviewed the overall security situation in its meeting at Prime Minister Narendra Modi's residence last evening and directed all forces to maintain high vigil. Briefing media in New Delhi, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri informed these decisions.
The Indus Waters Treaty of 1960 will be held in abeyance with immediate effect until Pakistan credibly and irrevocably abjures its support for cross-border terrorism. The integrated checkpost Attari will be closed with immediate effect. Those who have crossed over with valid endorsements may return through that route before 1 May 2025.
The Foreign Secretary said that Pakistani nationals will not be permitted to travel to India under the SAARC Visa Exemption Scheme visas.
Any SVES visas issued in the past to Pakistani nationals are deemed cancelled. Any Pakistani national currently in India under SVES visa has 48 hours to leave India. The defence, military, naval and air advisors in the Pakistani High Commission in New Delhi are declared persona non grata. They have a week to leave India. India will be withdrawing its own defence, navy and air advisors from the Indian High Commission in Islamabad.
The government has convened an all-party meeting in New Delhi today in view of Pahalgam terror attack incident. Sources said the meeting will take place at Parliament House complex at 6 in the evening. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Bihar today and participate in a program at Madhubani, marking the National Panchayati Raj Day. On the occasion, Mr. Modi will address Gram Sabhas nationwide from Madhubani. The Prime Minister will also inaugurate, lay the foundation stone and dedicate to the nation multiple development projects worth over 13,480 crore rupees. The public meeting has been organized at Bideshwar Sthan at Jhanjarpur, where he will launch these projects. This year, the National Panchayati Raj Day is being observed as a major national program through a whole-of-government approach involving participation of 6 union ministers. The Prime Minister will also confer special category National Panchayat Awards 2025 on the occasion in different categories. The Prime Minister will also flag off 4 trains, 3 rail lines and 2 rail over bridges through video conferencing during the event at Madhubani. Governor Arif Muhammad Khan, Chief Minister Nitish Kumar and several other dignitaries will attend the program. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the largest international steel event, India Steel 2025, at the Bombay Exhibition Centre in Mumbai today. He will address the premier steel industry event through video conferencing. The 3-day international exhibition and conference will bring together leading stakeholders from across the global steel value chain to discuss the future trajectory of the sector. United States President Donald Trump has accused Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky of prolonging the war with Russia and harming peace negotiations after Mr. Zelensky said that Kyiv would not recognize Russian control of Crimea. In a social media post, Mr. Trump claimed a deal to end the war was very close, but Mr. Zelensky's refusal to accept U.S. terms will do nothing but prolong the conflict. Indian chess master Grandmaster Kuneru Hampi won the Pune FIDE Women's Grand Prix yesterday. Hampi won the final round with white pieces against Bulgarian international master Nurgul Salimova by a score of 7-9 points. However, Chinese Grandmaster Zhu Jinna also won her final round game against Russian international master Polina Shuvalova with the black pieces and scored 7-9 points. But she was placed second as per tie breaks. The Grand Prix points and prize money will be shared between Hampi and Zhu. And that is the end of this news bulletin.